What qualifies a word as a slur? Before my research, I had assumed that once enough angry people on Twitter created a hashtag, that word was now off limits. But as it turns out, there are, like, rules that make a slur. Rutgers professor of linguistics, Elizabeth Camp, states in her essay, The Semantics of Slurs, that gendered insults like slut, bitch, and sissy are not slurs against women, but rather words that have been slurred, because to qualify as a slur, the slur must have a, quote, neutral correlate. Call in if you have any idea what that means. Like, really, I've sat at my desk and tried to think of the neutral counterpart for some of the worst slurs I've ever heard, and I've come up with zilch. Lauren Ashwell, the author of the article Gendered Slurs in the Journal of Social Theory and Practice, argues that even though the neutral counterpart doesn't exist, that these gendered insults should still qualify as slurs, or at the least, the way to frame a word as a slur needs to be updated. Gendered insults like bitch, slut, and sissy are dehumanizing and objectifying. There has been a semi-recent phenomenon of men calling women females and pretending to not understand what they did wrong when women get upset. Yes, women are technically females, but a tree can be a female just like a dog or a fish could be, but only a human can be a woman, which is why it is upsetting and dehumanizing to be called a female. Harmful gendered language goes beyond what is obvious. If I had a nickel for every time I was given a compliment that had "for a girl" tacked to the end of it, I would probably have no student debt. Other examples that may hit close to home are in work or team settings when a woman is labeled bossy or naggy, while men are labeled assertive or leaders. Even the tone we speak with is gender biased. Teenage girls have been criticized in the past for the Valley Girl accent and overuse of the word like. More recently, women have been under fire for vocal fry. Previously, the popular thing to micromanage about women is upspeak. Upspeak refers to the tone inflection you use at the end of your sentences. Maybe you've caught on, but a sentence with upspeak ends with a higher pitch. UC Berkeley's professor of linguistics, Robin Lakoff, was one of the first to bring gender differences into linguistics, and she wrote about it in her 1975 book titled Language and Women's Place, Text and Commentaries, Studies in Language and Gender. In her book, she claims that there are rules of politeness that govern women's behavior, and quote, women train themselves, both voluntarily and involuntarily, to use rising intonation in certain contexts to protect themselves from accusations of bossiness and bitchiness. No one could make this point better than the queen of rap herself, Nicki Minaj. Take it away, Nicki.
When I am assertive, I'm a bitch. When a man is assertive, he's a boss. No negative connotation behind bossed up, but lots of negative connotation behind being a bitch. When Wayne walks on a set and say, don't talk to me, have my music ready, get the up out of my face and I'm gonna blow this out of your face all day. Every time I put my foot down and stand up for myself, it's like, we've heard about Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj shut down a photo shoot. Oh my God, everyone's, no one's wants to work with Nicki Minaj. I'm glad you heard. Now, when I come to a photo shoot, let it be of quality. You know why? Because I put quality in what I do.
Peggy Klaus wrote an article for the New York Times discussing the way women navigate the workplace. Quote, we need to become better chameleon communicators and to carefully read our audience, adjusting our style to the circumstances. It is my strong-held belief that anyone who is sensitive enough to be irritated by the tone of someone's voice is a loser and a weirdo. I've been annoyed by the sound of a particular person's voice, but that is because they are annoying as a person, not because of the genitalia they have. If I said that hearing Spanish accents was grating to my ears, would I not be a bigot? Why is women's language not allotted the same respect? TikTok user FeminFitz, spelled FeminFitz, points out that feminine language such as words like sissy, bitch, and pansy have been stripped of their original meaning and become bastardized over time. These words were warped by misogyny to become gendered insults. This TikTok user also argues that the same thing is happening to the word feminist.
But if you actually say all of this to men, they go, no. I'm actually uniquely not affected by bias, and the reason I don't like the word feminist is totally different. It's because there are such radical factions of feminism that I don't agree with. Okay, what about radical sports fans who like burn cars after they lose a game or win a game? What about radical Christians, Democrats, Republicans? There are radicals in every group.
Horrifying, but true. Luckily, removing these words from your vernacular is easy. There are infinite synonyms you can use to insult someone that are not gendered and are way more funny and creative. It's a win-win scenario. I'd love to keep talking about the issue of gendered language, but I have a swear jar I need to go fill. It'll be tricky since white women are paid 86 cents to a man's dollar. You can find the sources and additional reading material linked on my blog at fredstories.com/genderpop. And if you liked what I had to say, even with my grating vocal fry and upspeak, check out the other content on my blog, where, lucky for you, it's all written down so you don't have to listen to me drone on. Thank you to my extra special guest, Nicki Minaj, as well as all the women who are way smarter than me that I cited for this podcast. Thanks for listening, and remember to stay bitchy.